language bloat, sentences that go on forever, words you've never heard before, phrases you don't comprehend. Lawyers are especially guilty. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Like many folks, I want to scream for help. Sometimes when I read the writings of lawyers or listen to them speaking, and I am an attorney. Okay, I exaggerate just a little. The cancer, writing and speaking in ways that others do not understand, often shows up at court hearings. Standing in the hallway at immigration court, I've watched countless attorneys speak to their clients. Confused about what happened in the courtroom, clients look to their lawyers for clarification. Their attorneys respond with terminology far beyond their client's knowledge. I don't actually hear all the words spoken. I don't need to. The facial expressions and other nonverbal reactions of clients tell it all. Communication without communication. In my view, once the gloves come off and everyone comes out of the court, lawyers should switch gears. They should put aside the courtroom legal speak and talk to their client using common vocabulary. Too often, this does not occur. It's a form of a professional disorder. This behavior by my colleagues puzzles me. Do they not remember their first days in law school? I felt lost, as did the majority of my fellow students, with the specialized language used in classes we had to study. And that was after we had already earned college degrees. Is that memory so distant for lawyers? Why lawyers impose a similar burden on their clients is baffling. Is it due to a desire to feel superior? Is it due to an assumption such non-communication manifests intelligence? Or the opposite? Does a sense of insecurity drive a need to exude aloofness? Does uncertainty about being worthy of lawyerhood instigate a need to be condescending? Does doubt about being able to help real-world folks with complex issues foment a need to be pompous? Maybe my views are naive. Maybe I'm wet between the ears. Maybe, just maybe, I'm too critical of my fellow bar members. But aren't such behaviors and attitudes among the major criticisms of lawyers by laypersons? It seems an easy fix. Speak to be understood. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.